As the supermarket wars continue, we take a look at three major supermarket chains to find out about their strategies. Upmarket food retailer White's has introduced a loyalty scheme to provide better value to members, rather than lowering its prices and entering into a price war with discounters. It has also expanded its own brand range and promises price matches with the own brands of other major supermarket chains, like Mulberry's. However, the CEO has announced that it will also continue to invest £400 million each year on weekly special offers and price promotions, rather than cutting prices permanently. She said White's will continue to focus on an excellent in-store service as well as high-quality product ranges. The supermarket is making a major move into food to go to meet the needs of busy consumers. Food retail giant Mulberry's is still finding it hard to adapt to both increased competition from discounters and changing consumer shopping habits. Its back-to-basic strategy includes selling off non-core activities, such as in-store restaurants, and it will also stop selling clothes and consumer electronics. The chain is also spending less on special promotions in order to simplify its strategy, and is cutting the number of products to 20,000 to cut costs. Mulberry's smaller convenience stores and its online store have seen good sales growth, but falling food prices continue to reduce profit margins. Latest figures show its market share remains flat at 16%. The discounter C&C has achieved spectacular sales growth in recent years. While the other main players in the retail food market have been closing supermarkets, C&C has just announced its ambitious expansion plan, including the construction of 50 new stores. The chain also said that it will refurbish 150 existing stores over the next 3 to 4 years in order to attract more customers. The retailer is also doubling its product range and including more fresh meat and a new own-brand low-price luxury range to rival the main supermarket chains. With these major investments, it remains to be seen if C&C will also have to change its lowest price strategy.